who am I? I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half the things you do, you might as well just turn over to me, and I will be able to do them quickly and correctly. I am easily managed. You must merely be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I am the servant of all the great individuals, and alas, of all failures as well. Those who are great, I have made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I am not a machine, though I work with all the precision of a machine plus the intelligence of a man. You may run me for profit, or you can run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? So many different answers every time we teach that part, and people come up with all kinds of different things. But in the end, the answer is habit. Habit. Habit's what controls most everything we do. Habits, good habits, bad habits, it's all the same. That's what we instinctively fall back on. And everything we've been talking about for the past 6 weeks is helping me to realize that we are the ones that have to be in control of those habits. That life is a choice. And the choice to do the same thing that you've done over and over and over that have you in a position that you're not happy with, the only way to change that position is to change the habit. Change the thought process. Change the actions that you put behind it. And today I want to talk about goals. I want to talk about dreams. I want to talk about action plan. And I always see everybody's eyes kind of glass over when we start this class because everybody knows about dreams. We know about goals. But I really don't think that the average person knows what we're talking about when we say it. I don't think they realize how truly easy it is to set yourself up and what the difference is on a goal and a dream and how do you achieve it. And that's really what I want to go into. For me, when we sat down that first time and we got to see Young Living in the company and I'm sitting on that front row with Mike, my dream was an opportunity to go to the corporate office. That was my dream. I'm like, that would be awesome. I had no clue as to the how or the why or the what it would take. It was just a dream. And all of you guys have dreams. There's lots of dreams. I have dreams of going all over the world. I have dreams of taking my kids, and we homeschool, and I think it would be just incredibly awesome every time we're studying something historically to be able to just jump on a plane and take my kids and study it on location. I mean, that's a dream. That's not a dream that I have chosen to pursue full-time and a total focus to it. But when we go on the cruise, the Mediterranean cruise, we are taking our kids with us. And so we're going to be studying on Rome and Greece and Italy and all these beautiful places the 6 months leading up to it so we can fulfill and answer a lot of those questions and go see the things that we dreamed about and we talked about. So that is the fulfilling a dream. Now, what happens is when I was sitting in that front row and I was thinking about going to Grand Convention, it was a dream, just a thought. There was nothing behind it. And then as Mike was talking, he gave me the opportunity to realize that there was a way. And that way was Silver Club. I had to go silver. I'm like, there's the answer. That's the how-to. How do I get there? What do I have to do? Okay, I have to go silver, and there was a date. And the date and what the title was told me exactly what I had to do. That's when a goal comes in. So you got a dream, which is a desire. That would be awesome. I would love to do. And you fill in the blank. We've all got a lot of dreams. What are the dreams that you're going to choose to pursue? So you get the dream, and then you go, okay, what's the goal? How do I do it? And a goal is simply putting a timeline and figuring out exactly what you would have to do. For me, it was I had to go silver. Okay, well, silver was not the dream. Silver was the way I accomplished the dream of going to the corporate and going to Lavender Days and all the fun stuff. So you can apply that to anything. Now, what happened then, as he was talking, I went into action plan mode. And what that means is I had to break it down into little pieces. Okay, I knew where I wanted to go. That was the dream. Now I knew how I could get there. How could I get there free? I could go free if I was a silver. And I had to do it by a certain date. Okay, that's the date. So then I had to figure what steps do I have to take in order to hit it in the timeline that's available. And that's exactly what you do. And you can do that on absolutely anything. My son has just decided that he wants to go. My son David, he is 17. He's in his senior year right now. And he actually decided about a year ago that he felt that he was called to go into mission field of sorts. He wants to go spread the word of God to low-income teens, areas where people are afraid to go, the places where people are getting shot and drug deals and all that kind of stuff, and he really feels that's where God has called him. Now, I personally told him I don't believe that's where God called him, because I think God would have told me, but he's pursuing it anyways, even though I don't want him to go there. But anyways, that is what he feels his dream is. That's what he feels God has called him to do. And so his next step was, how do I do it? How do I get into the mission field? So he had to find where he could go to school to get that type of a training for what he felt he needed to go, and he had to put some thought behind it. And then there's a deadline. There's a deadline of when school starts. So if school starts in fall of next year, then he has to go through all the application process, and then he has to take all those and get approval from all the pastors in our church, and then he has to figure it out. So that was for him what he had to do, and he also had to figure out the financial side of it. Okay, if I'm going to go there, and this is the price, and this is what we have to do, what steps do I have to take? So realize how easy this is. We complicate it. We make it seem like this big, huge, have to sit down and go through all these things and plan out my entire life, and that's not it at all. I believe that if you will just pick in one area, one goal, well, it can be little. I mean, one of the little things that I have every single month, I guess it's a part of my action plan, is that every single day I make sure I speak to, in some way, shape, or form, 10 people. 10 people about Young Living. That's just one of my little steps to be able to get me to whatever the dream or the goal that I've set up for me personally. So that's kind of how you do it. You have to break it down in little bite-sized pieces, because you can do anything. I mean, there's the old saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You just take one piece and you work from there. So I really implore you, pick out one thing, one area. I don't care if it's business. I don't care if it's physical. I don't care if it's spiritual. I don't care what it is. But pick one thing, and just for a second, turn off the CD, just for a second, and think about what would you, if you were able to do whatever you wanted, what would that dream be? And just write down some dreams that you have. It can be, I mean, you can go from one thing to the other. Maybe one of your dreams is you want to be a crown diamond with Young Living. Write that on the list. Maybe one of your dreams is you want to go on the cruise. Maybe one of your dreams is you want to be able to have a relationship with your husband in which you don't mind being in the same room with him. I mean, I know that's out there. We've got all kinds of things and all kinds of situations. Just turn off the CD and write down all kinds of things. If you were in control and if you could do whatever you wanted to do, and money were not an object, time were not an object, it was all whatever you wanted, write down some things that you would do, and that's called dreaming. And I want you to turn the CD off and do that right now. Okay, now you have all kinds of things on your paperwork, you have all kinds of things written down. I hope you actually turned off the CD and did it, because it will make the rest of this CD make a whole lot more sense to you. Okay, now that you have that, you have your goal, and you've identified, I mean your dream, you've identified what you'd like to do, what you'd like to do. I want you to think about, what would it take to make that happen? What would it take? You know, there's some dreams that, let's face it, they're just kind of unrealistic for a short-term thing. Doesn't mean that you wouldn't be able to hit it 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the line. There's even lifelong goals, something that for your life, if you accomplish this, man, that would be an awesome goal, and that's okay. But I want you to pick something that is something you see that you could do in the next year. Something you see this next year, I could do that. I mean, if everything really fell into line, I could see that happening. Maybe it's going silver. Maybe it's going gold. Maybe it's platinum. Maybe it has to do with your kids, your husband, or whatever. But something that you can visualize, you can see. You know, I could do that. Or cruise. Our cruise is what? There's six more, at this point, there's five more months of time to qualify for the Grand Convention for our Young Living cruise. So that's doable for absolutely everybody here. So maybe that's it. So now that thing, I want you to write down, what is it that you could do? What are the steps? What is something that could get you there? Like for me, it was Silver Club. If I went silver, I would get to go see the home office. That's something that could happen. So what are some things? And write that down. And that's where it starts becoming a goal. Now you have a goal and you have a way. Now what I want you to do is work on a way to get there. So you've got the dream and now we've turned it into a goal. It's reasonable. You have a date put on it now. When you change a dream, what really makes it go from dream to goal is when you put a date on it. When you put a date and it's something you can actually see that it can happen in that timeline, it then becomes a goal. And now you have a goal, I want you to put some steps to it. Obviously, going from here to silver, if you just signed up, there's some steps that you have to take to get to silver. If you've been in for a while and you're maybe an executive, well, there's fewer steps that you have to take, but there's still steps. And I want you to break it down. Example, what I did with Silver Club is I figured out what was the OGV it took to get to Silver Club. So you need 2 5,000s and you need 1,000 that you have to have in order to get there, 2 executives and 1,000 organizational group volume. So then I figured out the average person, when they sign up, what is their order? So everybody's average is a little bit different. Our average is right around 300. So I divided the total OGV, because we were brand new, so we needed it pretty much all of it. So you take that 300 and you divide it into 1,100. And I came up with a number of members that it would take. I said, okay, if that's how many people would have to enroll, then I know that I have to enroll this number this month, and this number this month, and this number that month. And how did I come up with that? I divided the whole number by 3. And I went, that's not very many. Have any of you guys ever done that number? Not very many at all. And then what I did is I took that monthly number, how many people would I need to enroll, I took that monthly number, and I divided it by the number of days I'm willing to work in a month. For me, Sundays are non-negotiable. I don't work that day. It's God and it's my family. That's all that we do. So we don't work Sundays. And Mondays are the day that I prepare for the rest of the week, for all the classes I do, for everything that we do, for any homeschooling stuff that's coming up. That's my day. So I don't do any meetings on Mondays. So that left me with Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And so I divided all of the classes, all of the number of people that I would have to sign up in a month and I'd have to help. Now, that didn't mean they had to be personally enrolled by me, did it? Just overall in my group. So I figured out how many people a day did we have to introduce to Young Living that they would have to sign up and be a part of the family to make that timeline work. So from there, I figured out, what did I have to do a day? What do I have to do every single day in order to make that happen? And that's why I came up with the number of 10. If I spoke to 10 people, out of 10 people, 3 or 4 of them would ask questions. Out of those 3 or 4, I would set up appointments with 1 to 2, 3, sometimes 4 people out of all of them. And then I would sit down and I would talk with those people. And out of those people, I would enroll enough people to be able to get me to where I needed. Now, as I got going, I realized that didn't really work, because the total OGV, the $300 first start when they first sign up, it's usually a little bit higher their first month. And then after that, it drops down a little bit. So I had to adjust. And you're going to find you're going to have to adjust your goals as you go along. You're going to have to adjust the steps that you take to get where you want to go. But if you'll consistently be walking towards what it is you want, you're going to change your habits and you're going to give priority. Now, like I said, for me, I was able to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That was the time I had available. And on those days, when I first started, I had about 3 hours a day that I could work. So that limited it. My second month that I was in, I was able to up that. We got rid of the job that I had. I actually sold off our cleaning company because I figured really quickly. I got that second check, and that check was over $1,600. It was a surprise. I never expected my second check to be like that. And I figured out really quickly. I did the math, and I said, if I put any amount of effort to this, I could change the world and seriously change my income, because I hadn't even tried for the check that I had. I hadn't even put a lot of effort into it. So we decided to go full-time. I sold off our cleaning company, and it was a pay cut in the beginning, but I seen what the possibility was. Now, I am not telling anybody to quit their job. That is so not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that for me, my choice was, if I could go full-time, what could I do? And I chose to actually go full-time. Now, here's the thing. I've had a couple of people in our organization in the past couple of years who have decided to duplicate that exact thing, and they quit their job because they're going to do Young Living full-time, and instead they do Young Living very random, and they don't put the full-time hours into it. Now, if you're going to choose to change jobs and decide to do Young Living full-time, again, not what I'm saying, but if that's a choice you make, then you better set your hours and be sure that you're actually working full-time. If for a short time you will give this the same 40 hours you gave your job, you'd be amazed at what your income can be the next month. But you can't quit your job and just dilly-dally with it and think you're going to replace all that. It's not how it works. I mean, it takes effort. It takes a lot of effort. Well, sometimes it doesn't even take a lot of effort. It just takes consistency. It takes changing your habits, getting out there and doing it. I mean, let's face it, water at 211 degrees is just hot. It's hot water, just sitting there. It's hot water. There's nothing special about it. But at 212 degrees, one extra degree, it boils. And the steam created from boiling water will power a locomotive. That's power, that little extra step. When you start putting that extra step in there, you'll be amazed at what happens. And that's what I want you to do, is realize that setting your goals is easy. This is not some big, huge thing. Not setting your goals is absolutely insane. That's when we find, oh, my gosh, why am I here? Why am I doing what I'm doing? Because we never had any plans. We just went along with life, and suddenly you're here, and you're going, now what? Now what? Well, it's up to you. You don't have to continue doing anything you've been doing up till now. Everything that has happened to you up till now has happened because you made it happen. Is it your habits? Is it your thoughts? Is it your choices? Is it your decisions? And that's what's gotten you where you are, and you can go somewhere else. The world really is at your fingertips. All the things that you wrote down there, those dreams, you should be able to achieve those dreams. You have the option. How are you going to get there? And that's what I want you to do. And I want to help you set your very, if you have never set any goals, if this is really your first time that you've listened and decided, I'm going to try this stuff, I'm going to try this, I want your first goal, I want you to write this down, I want your very first goal to be, is to identify your goals, write them down, and I want you to write them down within the week. Because I want to give you what do I have to make it a goal? There has to be a deadline to it. There has to be a time frame. And this is the time frame. I want you to go home, and I want you to write a bunch of dreams. Write them all down. And then I want you to pick out of those dreams a couple of things that you can achieve, and I want you to write down your goals, your personal goals. My goals have absolutely no bearing on your life. So even sharing some of my goals wouldn't matter to you, wouldn't matter at all, because that's not what it's about. It has to be what yours are. What is it that you've decided? I really want to hit it. I want to do. I mean, I know a lot with us going to Grand Convention, having so much activity going on in the month of September here, everybody's going to be wanting to build their business. They're going to have that desire. And I can see a lot of people going, diamond. I want to be diamond. I want to be diamond. I want to be diamond. And that's a beautiful, wonderful dream. It's a fabulous dream. But if you want to really be diamond, you want it to happen, then you need to sit down and you need to write a date on it, a realistic date. Writing down diamond in 6 months, not so much realistic. That's not going to happen. You got to be realistic with it. It's got to be a date that you believe you can achieve. I mean, if you write down 10 years from today, that's fine. That's perfect. That's wonderful. If you're one of those that really are motivated and you want to write down a year from today and you want to say, I will walk across stage at 2010 Grand Convention as a diamond, that is an attainable goal if you will put the action steps and all of the work behind it. But no, you're biting off a big piece of pie and you're going to have to work for it. But you can achieve it. You can. But you got to put the work and the action steps behind it. We can have absolutely anything that you want. Now, I do want to help you, and I want you to write down your second goal. The second goal that I would like you to write down. Now, you can do anything else you want after these, but your second goal, I want you to write down, to complete an action plan within 2 weeks. To complete an action plan within 2 weeks. So I want you to identify your goals within the week. I want you to know it. Exactly what is your goal? I want you to have that down. And I want you to then go back, and I want you to take the time to sit down and figure out what steps is it going to take. Are you going to advertise in newspapers? Are you going to do farmers markets? Are you going to maybe have nothing to do with Young Living? Are you going to call the schools where your kids are wanting to go to college? Are you going to set up some one-on-one time with your husband to spend some more time with him, or maybe go to a marriage seminar with your husband? Are you, you know, whatever you have chosen as the areas that you want to work on, I want you to go back and I want you to make the steps. I want you to do your action plan, because without that, you're still just in the dreamland. If all you do is pick something and put a date on it, but you don't figure out what steps you have to take, what's going to happen is 2 months from now, you're going to go, oh, my gosh, my thing is only XYZ months away. What do I do now? Because you'll have wasted 8 weeks of your life not moving towards your goal. So do that, and you can pick a couple of different goals, a couple of different areas of your life. You know, we're many, many parts. We are not just business. We are not just you know, leadership. There's lots of parts to us. I'm a mom, so I've got goals for my children and goals of things I want to accomplish with my kids. I'm spending more time with him, doing different things that I would like to do. That's part of my goals. My relationship with my husband, that's a part of my goals. Spiritually, where I am with God, that's a part of my goals. The stuff that I'm willing to do at my church, what areas do I work in? We do a lot of things back there, and what's my goal? So that I can focus my energy instead of just saying yes to anything anybody wants me to do. I want to be very focused, and I want to be the best of the best of the best in whatever I do. And I want you to realize that that's what you should be doing too. I mean, in my opinion, because, you know, we do a lot at our church. We do a lot. We work pretty much in whatever area our children are in at the time. But we don't just randomly work in any department. I kind of feel pretty much that there's somebody else that's called to work in with the infants right now. That's not my calling. That's not where it is. And so I don't do that. I do stuff that where my talents are used in a way that somebody else couldn't fulfill. You know, so like one of the things we do is I'm a choreographer for our girls' dance team. And I love doing it. I get to work with my teenage daughters, and we design dances, and they get up and they dance, and it's something that's a unique skill and talent. But if they ask me to do other stuff back there, right now I say no, because I'm going to focus my energy. And I want you to learn to do the same thing. I think too often we get really distracted with all these little things, you know, and they're good things. It's not that working in the nursery is a bad thing. It's a necessary thing. And there was a time in my life where that was where I was supposed to be. But I want you to learn it's okay to change positions. It's okay to step out of things. If you have always done something and you're just, you don't get the joy in doing it anymore, it's okay to step down and let somebody else take over and to not worry if they don't already have somebody planned for it. And, I mean, that goes across the board. If you're volunteering, doing stuff at your job, and it's just, ugh, not stuff you want to do. You're in charge of birthdays, whatever it is, and you just don't want to do it, it's okay to step down. And if nobody else steps up to pick up the pace, it's okay. It's not your fault. It's not your problem. It's not your... We don't have to make everything else happen. It's okay. Pick and choose what you're going to do. Your time is of value. And I think that we forget that our time is so valuable.